Can you tell me what inspired you to write Peace Train?
Yeah, I love trains, number one. And
okay, and
we were living in, and we were growing up in a time where, you know, war was almost looking imminent with the Cold War and everything, and then there was Vietnam, and, you know, these images of destruction and killing, you know, were everywhere. You know, and so we wanted, and there was obviously the movement for the campaign for nuclear disarmament, which is CND, which is where you get that peace sign from, that was very strong. It was growing stronger. And so I wanted to combine those things, you know, my love and this search for peace. And then I had this idea about linking it with the train, and, you know, one day I was traveling up north in England somewhere, and I kind of felt the rhythm of the train. I thought, what? Hang on, you know, this is, and then I got this idea to put the idea about peace with the peace train. Anyway, so then the other thing is, let me see, what else was it? Well, basically that's it, because it's a symbol of, you know, of mankind traveling together towards the same destination, because we all have goals, we all have similar goals,
right,
if you analyze it. You know, happiness is definitely universal. It's what we all want. And that's it. It's very simple. But, you know, you can't have happiness in a destructive and, you know, a violent world. So therefore, that's where Peace Train comes in.
Great. Thank you.